Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. We got a great show lined up for you here today. I am so thrilled. So thrilled. So very, very thrilled. Darcy Pariso is in the house. And what a great show. And we are taking your calls, folks. Just letting you know. I'm already getting a couple of messages about that. It's really easy to do. Call in. Say hi to Benny. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So look, today we are talking with Darcy about what it means, the journey home. What is the journey home all about? What are the gifts that are left behind from that? For those of you out there, you should know a little bit about Darcy if you've not heard about her, but I know you have. You know, whether you know her as someone that creates incredible space to heal or communicating with her animal friends or somebody that has long been, you know, part of this movement to enable us to tap into our intuitive, alive, wise soul selves. This is what she does. You know, as a certified Reiki master, as well as somebody that takes that healing energy into the world, it is really the connection and the opening within her that enables her to talk with angels, to speak with animals, to be able to share stories, to be able to tap in to an energy field within you to help get answers to your questions. She's also the host of the radio show Animal Soul Wisdom Radio and what that means. And you're going to hear about that today. But when we think about Darcy and the work she does and how she does it, and many of you have worked with Darcy directly, whether you've called into her show as you might want to do today, or you have sat with her as she explores your journey. The thing that you know about Darcy Pariso is that she is a wise soul, a kind soul. She is somebody that gets the depth and the breadth of what is happening in woundedness. And through her approach is able to maybe seal up the wound that we have just cleared out so our lives can move on. Today, we're talking with her about the journey home and what those gifts do leave behind. We're talking about Ella. Darcy, it's great to have you. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And thank you for the great opening and the great welcome.
I think Ella did that, actually. I do.
I believe it. She's been around me all morning waiting.
Exactly. I think for our audience, they may or may not know who Ella is. And so it would be great to just talk about that. And I really do think Ella did that introduction as well. But this show is very special for a number of reasons. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I met Ella a couple of years ago, maybe even as long as 3-4 years ago. And from the moment we met, there was something between us. Initially, it was her anger and her pushing me away, which I didn't understand. And I would eventually find out that we had a lot of past lives of loss and grief, and we were to clear those. So that was how we came together. Ella is a quarter horse mare, and she was with Stacy Lewis of Center Development Wellness Ranch for about 15 years. So she actually had kind of a short life, but Ella was magical. She had a lot of things that she had to work on. She had some physical pain. She had bone disease. She had this chronic itching that just drove her crazy. And so this last year or so, she's been saying, you know, she wants to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, you love your animal and you're going to do anything you can to help them. And that's what Stacy was doing. She was, you know, treating her with, you know, natural things. She was giving her Reiki. She had her seen regularly. But you know, Ella was just really ready. But the thing about Ella is she just rose, and she became a teacher about a year or so ago, 2 years ago. She started coming to the classes, and she would heal people, and she would change their energy. There would be tears rolling. She was life-changing. And it was about Ella seeing who she was and pulling that out and showing herself to others. And I think that one of the main things about the show today is I would like people to know what animals are capable of and how big and how loving their hearts are. So this heart, this horse gave her heart. She gave everything. And so I've been kind of back and forth with Ella. We've been clearing past lives. We've been laughing, having some fun together. We've been teaching classes. You know, Stacy's had me up several times. And so that's really kind of our backstory. So now Ella wants to go, and she's sending messages, and she wants to make sure, you know, that the message is delivered. So she's making the rounds, and she's like,
well,
I had an image of Ella watching the circle of women celebrating her life. And we were all meeting her and honoring her journey back home. And Stacy and I had talked about doing this before she crossed over.
Oh.
But now we knew that it would have to be after. And, you know, and I thought that's perfect because Ella is such a proud horse. And I know that she would absolutely want to be there. And she would want to be there when she's out of her body. She's no longer in pain. And so I knew that it was all perfect. So what happened for me is I'm in my living room, and all of a sudden Ella's energy just fills the room. And I know it's really important. And I'm feeling that she's either being put down or it's being discussed, but there's decisions. And I want to call Stacy, but I know to just wait. So a couple hours later, Stacy called and said, "What do you see?" And I saw us holding space for Ella, sending her love without interfering with the process. And Ella was saying, you know, tell her there's no going back. I really want to leave. And so, you know, Stacy was struggling with this because she had so many messages herself. And it's her own horse. So it's, you know, it's a big decision. And of course you'd like some validation, some other things. So patient.
Yeah.
Stella's processing. Ella's impatient. She's tired of the itching. She doesn't want to wait. See, she says, you know, death is not a separation for us, and you shouldn't dread it. And Stacy then asking for all these signs, and she was getting them, but she said, no, I need another one, and I need another one. And that's when Ella said, call Darcy. It's time to go. She needs to go. Last year was a high point. When Ella was a teacher, it changed everything. And I think that changed how she saw herself. And she was very proud of herself. She knew that she was loved by many and that she changed lives. So that's kind of the backstory.
Well, what I love about this is, man, this is a continuation of the previous show we did with Jason and Patricia. I think, you know what I'm going to start doing? You just gave me the idea. And actually, you gave me the idea before this. I have this idea that there's this energy when we all come together, just like Darcy, you're talking about you and Stacy and Ella. And my sense is that there is a Jigunda energy right now around those of us that are being called to do more. See, let's not beat around the bush with this, at least what's going on for you, for me. I mean, we just talked about this last week, but you, me, Jason, Patricia, Colette, and all of these fabulous hosts and co-hosts, we're being asked to call to do more. I can't tell you, Darcy, how many people have called us and Jessica and me and said, Pat, we've want to work with you and your team, the way you work with Darcy. Did you people put up her website? I mean, all of a sudden, there's this energy to be more visible. What is that, Ella?
Absolutely. And I think the horses, well, all of our animals are right behind us, pushing us forward. Everyone I'm talking to is stepping out in a bigger way and seeing the bigger picture and all their like blinders or Ella's calling them stop gaps are falling away. And we're pushed. It is this energy, it's the eclipses and all of it. And it's really great motivation. I see like a giant hand behind our backs and just pushing us forward. And it's like we were kind of stuck. We were in choke and idle. And now we're on the freeway to life, to bring in the answers, to bring in hope and inspiration for people to know that there's so much more and that we need to open our eyes and open our hearts and see it, bring it in.
Wow. Wow. We've got a lot to talk about here today, and we're going to talk about eclipses. We're going to talk about the moon. We're going to talk about retrograde. We're going to talk about it all. I have to think about this. Maybe you can help me when we come back about signs and stories, because that's what we're talking about, signs and stories. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Darcy about the sign and the story of our future. And does our past in any way set the stage? You know, why are so many people talking astrology? As a matter of fact, they even had one of the CNN host people, guys, talking about astrology last week. What is it about the energy of what's happening now that calls us to not only do something different, but emote? That word, emote. What is it about our complacency that is negating our compassion? What is this, the time we live in? And why is it that Darcy and others are looking for a new transformation? Not that some things won't fade away. They will. Some things do fade away, but for a reason. We're going to take a short break. Darcy Parizo in the house. We'll be right back.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You know what's fascinating about this, Darcy? Darcy Pariso is in the house. We're talking about the journey home. Since I talked to you last week, I have become acutely aware of animals and birds and insects. Let me tell you how bizarre. And then this is going to tie in, and we're going to go to the phones too right away. But I was re-watching the Freddie Mercury movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, Benny. Is that what it is? Bohemian Rhapsody? Okay. So I'm watching it because I was a big Queen fan, like massive Freddie Mercury. As a matter of fact, I even did my hair like his when I lost my job. I cut it like really, really short. Okay. But that's another show. But here's what I noticed about it. If you watch the movie again, they had a very interesting relationship with his cats. And there's a couple of pictures of the cats in the movie. And he talks to these cats. And so what I'm aware of today is how in our lives, messages are trying to get to us. Now, before we go to the phone, you're going to talk about this a little bit now, more about Ella and so forth. But how can people find out more about you? And tell us about your upcoming show.
Oh, I have an upcoming show this week. In fact, it's Thursday, the 11th. So that's 7-11 at 11 a.m. That's 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 Eastern. And my special guest is Robin Alexis of Robin Alexis at Mystic Radio. And I'm really excited because my journey started about 12 to 14 years ago when I turned on the Dr. Pat show and I turned on Robin Alexis Mystic Radio show. Same about the same time. And I followed you ever since, and even during lunch hour when I could, when I was working. So yes, I'm really honored to have to be working with you, Dr. Pat, and to have Robin on Thursday.
Yeah, Robin is amazing, right? Because Robin, I think, follows me. And so I think it's Wednesdays, I think she follows me, but, and by the way, she has been doing this almost as long as I have, I think, yes. Robin's in the middle of Robin, Brenda, and then me. So I think she's right in the middle of that in terms of time. Wow. That's going to be exciting. Exciting, Darcy.
Yeah. And she is such an incredible, psychic and healer, and she focuses on past lives. I mean, she does a lot of different things, but her specialties are past lives and metaphysical mother work.
Wow.
Explaining all this to you on Thursday.
Wow. It's exciting. Now, look, I know we're going to talk about Ella, but we have one of our fabulous, fabulous listeners waiting, Mr. Benny.
Okay. Well, let's bring her on.
Jeannie from Gig Harbor. Hi, Jeannie.
Jeannie, how are you?
Hi. That was a wonderful introduction you gave to Darcy. She is all of that and more.
Yes.
Hi, Darcy. Thank you, Jeannie.
I haven't talked to you for a while, but I am calling again about another kitty. Lizzie, she's the Calico Point Siamese, rescued from the Kent Des Moines Road in probably 2005. Anyway, she's been having bloody noses, and I've spent a lot of money on blood tests and exams, and everything's fine. It's just if she sneezes maybe about once a month, it's just awful blood coming out a lot.
And how old is, now did you tell me her name?
Lizzie. Yeah, Lizzie, and she was found on the Kent Des Moines Road in 2005. Okay. So I'm not sure exactly how old, but she had a rough beginning, but she's a beautiful white with blue eyes.
Wow. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to let Darcy go first because this is going to be interesting. Go ahead, Darcy.
Okay. She really is beautiful. I didn't hear her name and I felt like I was around her energy, but when you hear her name, I felt like I kind of clicked in more. She's showing me her body and she, and talking about her nose, but she's showing me her eye. She's just like pulling me into her eyes and pulling me in her body. And it's like she is looking down inside, like she's looking at her own soul and showing it to me. And she's then showing me how she's kind of, her light is expanding out, and she's just expanding her light out. Like she's pushing it out, expanding it out. And she tells me that when she does this, and I will get to her nose, I don't know when, but when she tells me when she does this, that she's like kind of going through your energy, pushing, clearing you out, and also clearing out the your home, like just moving energy. That's what she's doing a lot of. And it feels when she does this, she knows what she's doing. She's good at it. But I also feel that it's a little kind of a strain sometimes. It's a little bit much. Like she doesn't always know when to put the brakes on or to pull back. She's showing me her energy not working and doing these things, and how it's bringing more balance and harmony into your home, into your life, and also for herself. And there's a sinking, this cinching going on. She's showing me that. And so Lizzie, can you show me about your nose? How does that impact things? How are you feeling? Is this occasional? Is it often? How does it feel? It feels like it almost gets swollen inside. It gets swollen inside and then it wants to erupt, but it feels like it's more energy than it is anything physical. And it feels that there's an ebb and a flow, and it's going to go down. It's going to decrease. It feels like she's done a lot of work, carried a lot of energy. Like I see these waves kind of up and down, and that she's on the downward, you know, she's like a respite. And there might be some more of it, but it's going to be mild. Like this is the climbing the mountain, evening it out and coming down, and she's coming down. And I really feel that this is going to, like in a week or two, you're going to hardly see this. And you might just see remnants or a little bit of it. But she's going into body repair, slow mode, relax, curl up. She's showing me. So she's been working hard.
Hmm.
I understand what you're saying about her and my energy connected, because she had IBD and so did I. And now we're both working through that. And then I have sinus problems and I'm working through that. And it seems like we're really connected.
Mm. Absolutely. Animals will take our things on all the time.
Yeah.
And showing me she's working with energy and she's carrying things and doing all these things with you and with the house. It feels like it's a big job and a step up, almost like I don't want to call it a test, but a challenge. She's calling it a challenge, that it's been a challenge, that this is something that feels like she would focus on one thing and now she is taking the whole package. It's like she went to school and she took, you know, this grade and that grade and the next level, and then she just took the test. And that's what this feels like for her. Like this is a lot to take it all on at once, but she's powerful. And she shows me she's channeling energy through her. She's not using her own energy. And sometimes when she takes too much or a little of her own energy gets in is when she, her downside. But it's like she's also holding a mirror to you and saying that is an analogy of what you're doing also.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Hey, do you, and Darcy, this may or may not even be related, so I need your help. Do you use essential oils in your house?
I've got them in the house, and every once in a while I will spray some grounding spray or sage spray.
Is it sage? I was just going to ask you, is it sage?
It's ground, yes, it's a sage spray, yes.
Okay. I don't know why that came to me, Darcy, but so I grew up with chronic nosebleeds my entire life. Now I'm not saying that I'm your animal friend or anything like that. So
no.
I'm not getting weird on you. But for me, I also lost my sense of smell. I had a very, very high fever and blew out my smell organ. But that doesn't mean I'm not affected by it. And the reason I ask you about the essential oil, there's my sense is, the spray thing, like sage. What do you, can I ask you why you spray? You know, sage, right, is like from the desert, right?
Because I don't want to burn sage to clear and ground. I don't like smoke, so that's why I like the lady makes it up in
Well, Darcy, what do you think? Am I just throwing darts here?
No, you're feeling that this that the sage is impacting her nasal cavity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that it does. Yeah, I feel that it does. And I also feel that it's, I keep seeing those waves, like it's it hits her, you know, it kind of hits her nose and hey, but then it comes back. And it's not just the breathing in and out. It feels more like cyclical, like, you know, she has this and then it kind of is gone, but then it kicks back up. But it feels when it kicks back up, I don't know if you're spraying more, but it almost feels like she's rubbing her nose on something. Does it go on a pillow or a blanket? And you spray it, maybe some gets in, because she seems to be also kind of rubbing her nose, rubbing her face, and it feels like it reactivates it.
Yeah, just a
thought
for
you. So I shouldn't spray anymore? I shouldn't do oils around her or sprays?
My opinion, and Darcy, you should answer it, is I don't think there'd be a harm to do an experiment and just hold back and see. Right, Darcy?
I think that's safe, but I would try something else. I'd try something other than sage.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Well, I do have frankincense and eucalyptus, and their might be too strong.
Oh, those are strong. Both of those are strong. Yeah, mm-hmm. Both of those put me in like migraine place.
Yeah, it's great that you called. All right. Yeah, it's great that you called with Dr. Pat having the same issue.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to watch my nosebleed, like right now, like even if it's like Facebook Live and you want to see my nosebleed, just put some of that like in the room.
It's like, okay.
But also the spray makes it worse. I had an image of if you could just spray some in a little water dish, and if you just put a little spray with water, if that would work. I wouldn't spray.
Yes. Yeah. Darcy, okay. The other thing I do is I put them on these little cotton swabs, like a cotton ball.
Uh-huh.
So I'll put them on like a cotton ball, and then I can put them like in a jar that has a little hole in it.
Yeah,
because I am so ultra sensitive to it. But I think, could you let us know how you make out with this, please?
Okay, I will not do the sprays around her.
Yeah, and either find some bottle that has some little air vents to put it on the cotton ball, or try a little bit of water, but just a very little bit, and do an experiment. Yeah. I haven't had anyone ask me sage and cats like this before, so I'm really interested to know, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that when she gets stressed out, like I took her in to get her nail trimmed the other day, and she got so stressed that the blood just came pouring out of her nose. So.
Oh. You know what? What else I heard though?
So they couldn't do it.
Is will you talk to her? Like, sit down and talk to her. Like, mm-hmm. like you're with your best friend or your sister, and tell her what you're thinking.
Right.
And I know she's reading you and that you do talk to her, but it feels like it's just a very intimate conversation, and it's respectful, and you're sharing her, sharing with her what's going on and what you'd like to dreams and your hopes, and because she feels a little anxious about all this too. So it'll just help her to calm down and tell her that, I've got you, I'm gonna take care of you, I love you, everything will be okay.
Yeah.
I love you, Lizzie. Okay, I'm doing that now. Okay.
All right.
I will.
Thank you. Jenny, let's go to the phones.
Sure, Pat. Sorry, I thought you were going to go to a break. So let's skip that, and it will be Julie calling in from Seattle. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Well, I have a little stray rescue dog that I got in December, and so I'd like to know if you can tune into anything that I would like to know or would be helpful to know about what happened with him before he was found, and if that has any bearing on every once in a while he has little potty accidents in the house. So, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. So any insights or thoughts on that would be helpful. And he's sitting right with me right now.
Okay. And Julie, what is his name?
Well, he came, the shelter named him Buford. The second shelter named him Nick, and I named him Odin after the Norse god of thunder.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the name.
Odin is the North Star. Yeah.
Odin. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They just started sawing a tree or something. I just flew over and I went, oh no.
Well, that's what the Norse god of thunder will do. You know, between Odin and Thor, they've got it all covered.
Okay. Okay. So Odin, and how old are you feeling he is?
I think he's about 3 is what the shelter said. I think he's a little younger. He's part Chihuahua, part Dachshund, and part Terrier.
Okay. Because he was showing me being around, I saw a dog that was about 5 years old, and he was showing me being with a dog that was about 5 years old. And I wondered if they were like brothers or sisters or why he was showing that dog. So I'm going to tell you, Odin, what was your story before he came to you? And you, where did you say you live, Julie?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the part of the question.
What area are you in?
I'm in the Seattle area. I'm in Renton.
Yeah, I thought you said Seattle because I was showing you in Seattle and I wondered if I put you there if you had said that. Okay, let me just tune into him. He's telling me there's nothing to do that there was no alternative. There was, he had to be rehomed and it feels like he was left home a lot. He had somebody that was working. I see a woman that's maybe, I feel like 28, that a woman that had the best of intentions and actually worked and thought that she dotted her I's and crossed her T's. And she had somebody come in that could I don't know if I should say take him out or just spend time with him to kind of be with him, but it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. It wasn't consistent and there were ups and downs. And I feel that this woman did love him and gave him up because she didn't have another option. And I also feel that there's a tie. He's got the tie to the woman, but also to her brother, because I'm being pulled to her brother, that it feels like the brother had considered taking him or took care of him during certain times when she traveled, because she ended up traveling a little more than she thought she would. So it feels like those two people he has an attachment to. I see like energy going to them. There's an attachment and they think about him too. And I feel that it just was kind of a perfect storm. It just, the intentions were good and he was cared about, but I don't know if he always felt that way because it felt like he was at home in the dark at times where the person had to work late.
What do you think of that?
It's interesting because what I do know is when he came, he was found as a stray in California before the fires had hit, and then he was transferred up here to Auburn to another shelter, and he'd had some foster care and some socializing integration, and he did have a couple of instances where he wasn't handled very well, and mm-hmm. and he reacted by nipping. I have never had a problem with him at all. I've never had to use a muzzle. I've never had to, and that's what the shelter person told me had to happen for me to integrate him and socialize him. I've never had a problem with that. But he did have horrible separation anxiety when I first got him. And then, like I said, he's had a few, we were having more frequent potty accidents in the house, and we went a long stretch, and then he just did it again yesterday with no rhyme or reason. I mean, that I know of.
And Julie, have you tried Buckflower Essences? They have some specific anxiety.
Which essences?
The Buckflower Essences.
The only one I have is Red Chestnut.
Okay. There's a Rescue Remedy, which is kind of a balancing, but then there are some specific for separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not thinking of it right now. I have a whole bunch of them here. And some people have found that CBD oil has been even more helpful.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I feel like that's a better energy for him.
Yep.
As far as him feeling like he's been mishandled, I don't feel it was with the woman or the brother that helped. I don't feel it was them at all. I feel it was just like in the transport and
mm-hmm.
Situation. He came from people that cared about him, and then his world turned upside down. And now you're making him feel safe, and he's still repeating some of his old patterns. But mostly he feels safe. And I feel like he varies or vacillates between as high as 75 to 90. He can feel mm-hmm. pretty good. But he's also having some dreams and some memories.
Wow.
So it's going to take a little time, but I think just holding him like a baby and just keep telling him he's safe and he's loved and play with him, and more of this will go away, and the CBD oils feel really good for him.
Okay. He's really come a long way about the separation anxiety. That's not as big of a problem anymore, but it might be manifesting itself in different ways by his doing the potty in the house. But I'll try the CBD oil in, like, giving it to him orally or spray it, or, I mean, how would you administer it for a dog?
Well, they sell it in the pet stores, and they say that it's, I forget how many drops. It's a small bottle with drops in the oil.
Right. Oh, okay.
And because when I bought some for my dog, she said, if you want to use it, it's 40 for adults, 40 drops.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, so, less is more.
Yeah.
Less is more. Starting
out. Guy.
Yeah. And you can build up. You can build up, right? Right?
So, yes. And like the Bach flower essences, they tell you to start with 2 drops. So, you know, read what it says, but I think for people or with the CBD oil, they must have been multiplying that at least by 10. I went, wow, okay. But for a little dog like that, I just would do like a drop or two.
Okay. He's a little guy. So yeah, I would definitely go more conservative and then see if anything else is needed. Okay.
Awesome.
Any specific patterns as far as doing that, or just every day, or?
I would do it consistently daily. And the other thing that I was seeing that I wanted to add before you hung up is when you start, I would wrap him in a blanket or put a favorite toy or something that he likes, like a stuffed animal or blanket, something soft and, so he feels loved and he feels nurtured. And so that the feeling of being relaxed from the oil and the and then that part of it, something that you create that solidifies it in his mind and in his emotions.
Hmm.
Okay.
That's a great idea. Great idea. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Benny,
let's go to a short break and then we'll go back to the phones again. Darcy Pariso is in the house, everybody. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Tap
Into the Wisdom of Animals, Angels, and Masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, we are having so much fun. Yahoo! Whoa.
Going by so fast, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Darcy Pariso's in the house. Darcy, before we go to the phones, and we're going to go to the phones right here in a hot second, one more time, how can people work with you? What's the best way to find out more about you? And then, again, one more time, please announce your upcoming show, special guest.
Okay. To contact me, you can go to my website. It's darcypariso.com. It's D-A-R-C-Y. My last name is spelled like Paris with an O, P-A-R-I-S-O, darcypariso.com. They can also go to my Facebook page, which is Angels and Animals. And I also have the shows posted in the Times for the two Thursdays a month that I'm on. So check out, you know, the things that I posted. There's lots of good stories and information about animals. Upcoming is on Thursday, 7-11, at 11 a.m., Robin Alexis of Mystic Radio will be joining me. And Robin is an incredible psychic, medium, metaphysical mother and healer, and just so much more. I've been following her for many, many years, and I consider her a friend and a mentor. So I'm excited to have her on the show, and we'll be taking calls. It'll be fun. So please come in.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a big jam-packed hour. There's no question about that. That's going to be, I think we have Benny. I think maybe we have another caller. We should probably go to phones. Yeah.
Yeah. Diane from Seattle. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Diane.
Hi there, Darcy. This is Diane calling.
Hi, Diane.
Dr. Pat, thank you for taking my call.
Hi,
okay,
Diane.
So the deal is,
great
I'm
going to
ask you about Harvey, my kitty.
Yes, with Harvey.
Yes, Harvey. I want to know about if the vet gave him some prednisone to take for inflammation in his intestines, and I think it was from dry food. And I've changed the food, but she wants to keep him on this prednisone. I don't think it's a very good idea. What do you think?
You know, I actually feel like you could lessen it. He could stay on it and just decrease it, and then see if you can take him off of it. That's exactly what I heard and what I feel. And I'm just asking myself that I don't have any bias because I've had animals on it too. And I know the pros and the cons of it, but I feel that that's kind of a nice way to wean him off and to see if his body can kind of self-regulate is what I hear.
Yeah. He seems to be healed, but we are kind of weaning him off to see what kind of happens, but she wants to keep him on it for life.
I think
that's a good idea.
Way, because it actually might be good for him to have a small amount. If you can decrease it, and he'll probably hold it for quite a while, and you might have to give, you know, minute amounts and maybe.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
There, but
okay, that
it
would
might be
good.
That.
And so does he? He feels much better, don't you think?
He does. He does. And that's why you don't want to just take him off of it. And I know you're decreasing it, but keep him on a small amount. And then after he's feeling really steady for, you know, a couple of weeks or a month or two, and ask her if she feels that it's safe and that what, you know, you want to try taking him off and see how that works. And if he needs a little bit more.
Okay.
Him.
Does he like this vet?
The vet? He does.
Yes. Does he like it there?
He likes the vet. He shows me. He likes
the vet.
Oh, good.
Does he
That's
like
important.
The vet? Does he like the doctor?
Yes to the doctor. He likes the doctor. Yes. As far as the building, he's just kind of looking around. It's just new. He doesn't really know that he has one way or the other because it feels a little different to him.
Okay. Other than that, everything's good to go.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you see you? Is it okay for you to share how much prednisone you're talking about?
Oh, yes. Okay. Now, so you got to remember it's animal stuff. So I'm not exactly sure if it's the same as people's. But this is 5 milligrams, but we cut it down to half a couple weeks ago. And so now it's every other day for the next until the end of the month to see what he's doing.
So it's 5 milligrams a day. Is that what you said?
That's what we started out at. Okay. Yes. And, I must say, it really made a difference.
Yep. And then you cut it in half.
And then I cut it down to half every day. And now it's down to half every other day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the doctor's okay with you doing that?
Yes. I didn't do anything without going to her. Each time I have to go back to the vet.
Yep.
And we have this talk, and she tells me what she wants to do. And then I followed that. I did also, however, I put him one of those LID foods, which has only one protein and a couple carbohydrates in it. And that has made all the difference in the world. But the way it was explained to me, she says you give him a flavor that he's not used to. And so he wasn't used to any of the flavors this stuff came in, but I got him venison and peas, green peas.
Oh, I want some of that.
Oh, he loves it. It's very sticky. It's like a pate. It's very sticky. But he wasn't gaining the weight she wanted him to gain. And I called the company, and they said, oh, no, he won't gain weight with that.
No.
So she said to them, go ahead and give him a quarter of a cup of the dry food. So they make a dry food that is venison and green pea.
Mm-hmm.
And it has started to put weight on him. But I must tell you, the other day during the 4th, I did give him some chicken, and he threw it up.
Mm.
He cannot eat any other food. But he is really, really hungry from that pill.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to eat everything.
Okay, question for you, because I had a little experience with this. What time of day do you give it to? This is a kitty, right? A cat.
Kitty. I give it to him in the morning.
Okay. You should read up on this, because I'm going to give you my 2 cents, but I'm not a medical doctor. My understanding about the medication, prednisone for cats, is in the evening. Where did I learn that from? I learned it somewhere, but you should Google it.
Okay.
And what? Why is that? Why is that? Why do I want it? Why am I telling you about that? I don't know why, but I think if you Google it, they will tell you, right? And you got to do it at the same time every day.
Yes, I do that.
Yep.
What were the side effects? She didn't really tell me of the side effects other than he would be thirstier and hungrier, and boy, that is for sure.
Right. Morning for dogs, and for some reason, evenings for cats. But Google it to be sure. I don't know why they say that.
Okay, I shall do that. Thank you very much for the tip.
Yeah, because I've always given my dogs in the morning because that's what I was told, and so they, I hadn't heard that about cats.
Yeah, morning, that is right, for the dog. I'm not sure why the cats at night, maybe because can I ask you when you feed your kitty?
Well, usually when they get up 6:30, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. I don't really know the answer, but So
by doing it at night, because they don't think that it's going to make any difference at this rate, because if you get it every other day, switching it out now to the evening would be okay.
Yeah, double check. Again, check with your doc. Check with her.
Okay.
But I know I read that somewhere because I had a dog and I had to do it, like Darcy said, for the dog. And I think I found it odd that when I looked it up, it was like, oh, wait a minute. The dog gets it like in the morning and the cats get it in the evening. I didn't have a cat, so I didn't say, oh, I wonder why that is.
Right. So how long did you have to give it to your dog?
Well, had to give it to my dog for a really long time. But what I did was I ground it up, and I didn't do it every other day. I did a little bit each day, right? And so it was really minuscule, right? But prednisone, from what I understand, I don't know about cats, but I know from human beings, it does stay in the system. Like, it's not like take it today, right, Darcy? It's not like take it today and then it's gone tomorrow.
No, that's correct.
Yeah. So there may be like an effect where it's in the body system, but what you don't want to do, and again, speak to your vet, what you don't want to do is reduce it to the point where the thing comes back.
I don't want to do that, but see, I've changed the food up. So I know food for animals is a really big deal. And I know when you go to shop for food, you hear all the stories from other people shopping for animal food.
Oh, I used to have to cook it for Travis, for my dog. I used to have to cook the thing. That was it.
Put all the minerals in it?
What?
How did you get all the minerals and vitamins they're supposed to have in it?
Oh, I'm quite an alchemist. And besides that, I have more natural friend doctors than you can imagine. But I got to tell you, you're right about that. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, because you have to make sure that there's one that's especially for their eyes. That's very important.
Yeah, my dog lived off of olive oil. For some reason, I thought cooking him Italian was the way to go, and it seemed to work. But I'm not recommending that for everybody.
That's fun. Thank you for all your help, and thank you, Darcy.
You're welcome. You know, I think the lower dose of the prednisone is really going to be helpful.
Yep, I think it's cool. Darcy, what a great show. Awesome.
Thank you for calling, Diane.
Yeah, thank you. Listen, we got a few minutes left. Please give us
Darcy there,
and where this is going. How can people?
Sorry, guys, I lost you for a minute. I was just wondering where you were.
Okay, are we back?
Yes, ma'am, we're back.
Oh, Darcy, are you there?
I am. Yes.
Okay, thank you. A personal message. Please tell us what you've got going on, classes, any of the above, and thank you for today.
Well, I mentioned a couple times about Robin Alexis on Thursday on Transformation Talk Radio, KKNW, at 11 a.m. Pacific. Classes I will be developing some classes and putting them online on Zoom, but that'll be more this fall. And my message is that, you know, animals help us in ways that we can't even imagine. And if we can just, you know, be aware, open our minds and our hearts, and really see who they are and deepen that relationship. And like I said to one of the callers, you know, if you just sit down and talk to them like a girlfriend, like a best friend, it means a lot. When my dog was ready to cross over in February, I asked her prior to that, you know, how can I help you? What do you need? And she said, talk to me, massage me. And then she asked me to sing to her. So, I mean, that was what was important to her. It's that, you know, heart connection.
Mm-hmm. Darcy, thank you so much for everything you do. I can't wait for us to really just tune in. Oh, man, you're like amazing. Darcy Pariso, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Benny, you know, pushing all the right buttons is actually a work of art. People don't realize how many buttons Benny pushes every day. I know because I've been working with him 15 years how many buttons Benny can push every day. But more importantly, it really is a team of people that I am very, very, very grateful for, that enables me to really do what I love to do, to Darcy to do what she loves to do, and for all of you to experience the best of who you are. Thank you, everybody. You can go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.